Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
What's going on, you guys? It's G Wright coming to you live. Hope you guys are having a good night wherever you guys are. And I hope that you are encouraged tonight and know that you are blessed and highly favored. I am so blessed and grateful for what God is doing in my life. What I believe that God is doing even in your life, even through what we're going through today, even through the things that we are experiencing. So I hope you guys will stay there with me. Don't go anywhere. Stay put. And I have a great message for you tonight, and it's entitled, Where is the Love? Where is the love? That's a question, that's my question for you guys tonight. Where is the love? So keep it right here. I'm not going anywhere. Keep it right here, and I'm going to play a song. I hope it touches your heart, and I hope that it touches your soul tonight, and this song is called Just Pray. This is a song that I recorded years ago, but I think it's something that where we are right now, because we just have to pray for each other. We got to pray for our nation. We have to pray. So I hope this is something. I thought I had it up here, guys, but I don't have it up here. But it's all good. It's all good. I'm playing a song. It said, can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Listen, guys, while we have to pray as God's church, as people, we have to do our part. So I hope this song touches your heart.
Want to know the way
to take the stand and show someone
I wasn't going to say anything last week, but hey, Mom, how you doing? But I just wanted to let you guys know, you know, I posted on my page that I'm recovering from COVID-19, and it's real. It's real. I really have gone through it. You might have heard my breathing last week. You might see me doing a whole bunch of things, but I'm just here by the grace of God. I'm just telling you, I'm here by the grace of God. With everything that we're going through, you know, some people might say, "You, Gregory, you don't look like you have gone through COVID. You don't look like you're recovering from that," but I am. And I was really going in the middle of that last week when I was preaching. "Hey, Dr. Terrell, what's going on, guys? Eugene, Robert, Ms. Twidell, hey." You know, I was really going through it. I was going through it, and I had COVID-19, and it is real. Praise God. I got my cousin Lorraine on, my cousin Tony, other cousins Tony and Chris. What's going on, Roger? You know, but I'm really here. Hey, Tara, cousin Archbishop, you are here in Jesus Christ, cousin. Thank you. Thank you, cuz. I got to tell you guys, I really went through it. I'm still healing. I'm still recovering. But as right now, I'm claiming my victory as I'm waiting for my second results so I can return back to work. But last week, I preached through it. I was preaching through it. And I said, this is not going to stop me from doing what God has called me to do. There's a time to rest, and I'm like, "God, you want me to rest? No, go ahead and do what I've called you to do." So I went ahead, and I preached last week. And some of you guys have come through. One of the things I want to talk about, we're all dealing with things, right? We're going through a whole bunch of things. I have my mama sitting on. Hey, Raphael, you know. Hey, Lion, yeah. Guys, listen, God is good. Now, I'm going to share my testimony just a little bit, and tonight I'm talking about where's the love, and I'm talking about this because if you know me, you know I love people. I love people. I love God. I love my family. I love people, and I want to apologize to my family and some of my family and some of my close friends and people I've grown with and I consider to be family because I did not share with everyone that I was going through COVID. You know, amen. Thank you so much, cuz. Thank you, because I didn't share that with everyone because sometimes people would attach the death sentence to that. In my family, we've gone through one loss to COVID. I lost a good friend to COVID. Also lost another cousin to COVID. And he was coming through his while I found out that I had it. And while my symptoms might not have been grand, the symptoms were still there. But I'm grateful that God has kept me. I'm grateful that God kept me, that I'm still here. So I didn't want to say anything about it because I didn't want people, hey, Brad, I didn't want people to put that, like, you know, a death sentence or, you know, and all those different things. And I said I wanted to stay as positive as I could. There's some things I want to share with you, and that's what I was telling you guys about last week, because some of you guys the week before had prayed with me, had told me some things I could do to combat it, and it still came. But you know what? God is a good God. He's a great God. And, you know, I don't understand everything, but listen, you got to – so these different things we were talking about last week and all these different things, I'm applying these exact same things to my life because that's what I was going through at that time. Whether it was for me to share with you at that time or I wanted to share with people on the other side, hey, God's brought me through. I'm still healing from it, but I'm praising and believing God that this, my last results will be, go ahead on. Go ahead on. My cousin says this, death and life is in the power of the tongue. We continue to stand with you. Thank you, cuz. What's going on, Donovan? And that's what it is. No, speaking that word, speaking positivity over your life. But the question tonight, the discussion is, where's the love? And this is the Heart Love Radio Show. Excuse me for not introducing myself. I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright, and it's great to be here tonight. It's great to be here tonight. And, you know, right now, guys, it would appear that we are facing things that we can no longer ignore or hide. It is brutal out here, right? People are losing hope. People are tired. People want change. Where is the love? To ignore your brother or sister's pain is not love. And what happens is this, if we don't have a conversation, looking at it from all different angles, I try to look at things from all different angles. If you know me, I try to be fair. I try to look at all different angles. And the question was, where is the love? I'm searching myself. I'm searching my heart. Where is the love? You know, God is love. God is love. You know, how many of you guys believe that tonight? How many of you guys believe it, that God is love? Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you, Ms. Patricia. You know, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to share a little bit. I know I wrote this down, but I wanted to share some of the things I've gone through. My mom taught me not to look at people by their color. Look at them as individuals. Not try to look at people as like that. And I'm going to tell you this. I've experienced hate. I experienced racism. I experienced all those different types of things. And, you know, and I said to myself, I'm going to keep on loving. I'm going to keep on loving. I'm going to keep loving, even though someone might be saying, yeah, I'm right there, because my cousin is sharing 1 John 4:7-8. And I'm going to read that in a second. And I'm telling you this, I've experienced those things. And I just love, I remember going to college. I'm not going to say the college I went to. Well, I don't mind saying it, you know, because some people are on here from there. And I remember some people would not speak to me. I remember that some people would walk past me and I would say hello. I might have been the only black person in the dorm, and they would walk past and I would keep on still showing love, keep on loving. Let me keep on loving. And eventually, once you realize, you know, I'm not going to stop saying hello, you know, eventually they change. That's just me. That's just me. That's how I am. And I'm telling you, I went through that. I went through people pointing at me. I've traveled internationally. I've had people point at me and say, look at that. You know, and I've been called the N-word. I've experienced all those different types of things in my life. Hey, Brian. Hey, Snoopy. You know, hey, Alicia. I've experienced those things. And, you know, and the question is, where is the love? My cousin, Archbishop Anthony Jones, he is sharing 1 John 4:7-8, which states, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. That's 1 John 4:7-8. You know, I'm gonna read that again. "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." I'm gonna write that one down because tonight I was coming from 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us, right? Hey, Tamisha. Hey, Jimmy. We love because he first loved us. "If anyone says, 'I love God,' yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother." So where is the love tonight? Where is the love at? And as God's community, thank you so much, Rob Dobb. Thank you so much. As God's community, as his people, the question is, where's the love? You know, I'm seeing people turn a blind eye to a lot of things. And I want to say this. I appreciate my white brothers and sisters, because there are some people I've had relationships and friendships I call brothers and sisters. You might be of different nationalities, but I love you. And if we can get to that point where we can say, you know what, let me understand, let me look at things through your eyes, because I can try to get you to look at things through my eyes. But how do you look at things through, let me see from your viewpoint. Now, what is love? What does it look like? God is love. He has shown us love. And the thing about it is this. I can't say I love my brother, but and say I say I love God, but then hate you if you're supposed to be my brother, my sister. You know, sometimes it's about saying, you know what, let me get out of my comfort zone. This might make me feel a little uncomfortable, but let me empathize. Let me see how you might view life from your angle. Because, see, we can look at a picture, and sometimes we have to do a paradigm shift and look at a picture from a different direction, a different angle. Let me put myself in your shoes, because it's not enough. It's not enough for me to say, I love you, but you got to love the way I love. No, that's not the way it is. You know, we have to work together. God created us in his image. You know, how can you love God whom you can't see, whom you cannot see, but you can't love your own brother? Now, I can love you, and I can appreciate you. And I don't have to agree with you. But it's not going to change the fact that I will love you where you're at. See, love is a gift from God. Love is a gift from God. So tonight, I'm focusing on where is the love. I'm not focusing on anything else. I'm not focusing on your political beliefs. We're talking from the spiritual aspect, the spiritual and the natural. Where is the love? Where's your heart? Hey, Ms. Scott, where is the love? Are we loving each other? Are we loving each other? Because I can't see my brother and sister out there hurting and say I care about them and don't love them. I can't see my brother or sister out there hurting, and I'm saying, you know, how can I help? Let's have a conversation. Forget the viewpoints. What does God say? What does God say about this subject? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, right? You know, and I heard this preacher say this, and it's something that made me think, and I'm going to put this out there for you guys. My brother Lyon says this: so many of us say we love God, we haven't even seen him, but we don't love ourselves or brothers and sisters. That is so true. That is so true, Lyon. That is so true. We got to look. What's going on? This is a conversation we have to have. Tamisha says this: we ask, who is my brother? Who is my neighbor? Remember the Good Samaritan. We tend to draw boundaries on who is our neighbor. Right. That's a good one, Tamisha. Thanks. Roger Chapman. Hey, Robert. Roger. Love my brother. Stay safe and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you, Roger. Love you too. All right. I can keep hearing this brother singing right here. I love this brother right here. Pastor Willie says this: be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. Romans 12:10 NIV version. Thank you, Pastor Blackwell. My question is, guys, why do people have such an issue? And I'm going to put this out there. Why do people have an issue with Black Lives Matter? Can we say, and I'm not standing here. My question is, we know that all lives matter. All lives matter. And if you're a Christian, you love the Lord, then you know that all lives matter. But all lives are not treated equally. I'm not talking about what people have done. I'm talking about all lives are not treated equally. So is it okay for people to say Black Lives Matter? Black Lives Matter does not equal or equate the looting that's going around. I'm not even talking about that. Not even talking about the looting. Hey, Kenneth. Hey, Pastor Arrington. You know, we're not even talking about that. But it's okay. I had to come to this resolve. It's okay to say that Black Lives Matter because Black Lives Matter. But the question becomes, do everyone, even in the Christian community, feel that black lives are equal to their lives? Each life is equal. Thank you so much, Stephen. Thank you so much, family. Thank you, Stephen. All lives matter to God. Black lives, brown lives, yellow lives, red lives. It's okay to say Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's a good question. My older cousin, Anthony, Archbishop Anthony Jones, asked, are we truly included in the statement All Lives Matter? I'm going to tell you this, guys. I have my white brothers and sisters who have come through, who are here, and I love you guys, too. I love everyone, okay? So I'm not excluding, but we have to have this conversation for a second. And the cocoon, the Christian cocoon, In the Christian cocoon, it was different for me to say that everyone loves me. But in this world as a black man, it has not been so. And I just want to say this, I love everyone. I love you. I love you. And most of those people I've known, you know, I don't even go into this whole thing. It's not about that. It's okay to say Black Lives Matter because Black lives do matter. Everyone does not believe that a Black life matter, but all lives matter in God's eyes. Reva says this. This is my sister Reva. Hey, Reva. Reva says this. Hey, I love all people. I don't care what color of skin. Love you, my brother in Christ. I love and appreciate your program and have grown in the God in the last 3 years. Amen, Reva. I love you too, Reva. And thank you. Reva is one of the ones who come here, who comes every week. Every week, Reva. And I appreciate you. And I love you. Archbishop says this. Amen. We love our precious Caucasian brothers and sisters in Christ dearly. Yeah. And it's okay to love you and also say Black lives matter and Black lives are important. But like Lion says, do we love each other? Do we love each other? Do we love ourselves? And then do we love God? Could we say we're Christians to be like Christ, be Christ-like? God is love. God is love. And I got to tell you this. We're not going to always see eye to eye, but let me tell you this. If you know me, I will respect you. I will respect you. And if I don't agree with our eyes, I will say, look, I really don't agree with you, but it doesn't change the fact that I love you. We have to be mature about this. What's going on, Ernest? We have to be mature about that. You know, where is the love? Where is the love? Mine says this, each life should be equal, but each Christian isn't loving either. And that's the sad part. That's so true, Lion. Some of us are not that loving. Some of us are not trying to love. But God has given us this gift called love. God, and you know, and people will know that we are Christians by our what? By our love. I know you're white, Reva. Reva's my white sister, Listen to this. The point is this, guys. Everyone's not going to see eye to eye. You're not going to understand everything. I truly did not understand a lot of things. I'm going to tell you this story real quick. I hope you guys don't mind. I'm going to tell you this story real quick. I was 7 years old, and there was an attorney in my mother's office. And this attorney hadn't seen me since I was probably maybe from 8 to 14. But each year, she would send me gifts. Now, my mom told me, she said, son, you don't look the same as you did before. And she's like, what do you mean? She said, you're not, you don't look the same. So I want you to understand that when you go into her office, give her a handshake. I said, what are you talking about, Mom? I've known and loved this attorney since I was 6 or 7 years old. And she sends me a gift every year for my birthday. But my mom says, you're a young black man. And this is true. I said, Mom, you don't know what you're talking about. I went to that office, and I went to give her a big hug. If you know me, guys, you know I love to give big hugs. And I love my friends. I love family. I love you. And she stuck out her hand. And I was like, Mom, I can't believe. And I almost cried. I think I almost cried. I don't cry that much in front of my mother. But I almost cried because what she said was true. And I experienced that. It was different being a little black boy where I came a black man, a young black man. She didn't look at me the same. She didn't treat me the same. She stuck her hand out. Hey, Brian, she stuck her hand out. And I'm telling you this. Did I allow that to stop me from loving? Did I allow that act to stop me from loving? I gave her the shake. And guess what? After that, she didn't send me any more birthday cards, any more birthday gifts. You know, these are different things I experienced. You know, life is brutal out there. Where's the love? Do we stop loving? But we have to be honest and tell the truth at some point and say, look, this is not working. We need to have a conversation. Now, I can't see things like that happening and focus on they're tearing up this, but what about this life that's been taken? You know, I had to come to a realization, I am a black man. And as much as I love people and I say, I want you to see me for me, in the Christian circles, it worked. But when you step outside of the Christian circle into the world, they're not looking and saying, oh, that's Gregory. He's a good guy. It doesn't matter how many degrees I have. I can tell you how many degrees I have right now. I can tell you I have a reverend and I have doctor in front of my name. But guess what they see me as? A black man. Where is the love? You know, and I hear people say all lives matter. True, all lives matter, but it's okay. It is okay to say that black lives matter. It's okay. It doesn't, black lives matter does not equate the looting and all the destroying and all those different things. There has to be a better way. You know, black lives do matter, and it's okay to say black lives matter. I believe that black lives matter. I believe all lives matter. But it's okay to say that black lives matter. Black lives are as equal as any other life. My mom says a lot of people, I had to go back to what my mother was saying, a lot of people do not love themselves, so they don't know how to show love to you. That's true, Mom. I've experienced that. Ernest Day says this, hey there, you are absolutely correct. Many people love to hate. Yeah, love to hate. And, and listen, guys, and Tamisha says all lives taken. When do we get to the point where we say, you know, I'm going to love my brother. I'm going to love my sister. I'm going to love you where you're at. I'm going to love you to help. Let me give you a new perspective. Let's talk about your perspective. How do you see it? I love you too, Leanna. I love you too. And you know, there's no need for you to apologize, Leanna. You didn't do anything. Listeners, but I appreciate that. Listeners, guys, we can get to the point where you say, you know what? Thank you, Leanna. I'm just going to say thank you. And I love you. Period. You know, Reva says, we are living in a time where there isn't love, but love is the light in this dark world. Yes, I want to encourage you, don't stop loving. Thank you, Leanna. Leanna says, Black Lives Matter. That's so true. And I love Leanna so much. I haven't seen her for years. But guess what? Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. And that's the point I want to say tonight. All lives matter. Black lives matter. And it's okay. My question is, where is the love? Let's move beyond the Black Lives Matter. Question is, as Christians, where is the love? Black Lives Matter is important. They say, like, that black life is as equal to that white life or to other nationality. When can we get to that place? When can we get to that place? When can we get to that place? Because, brothers and sisters, we are experiencing something. I need you and you need me. Can we work together? Can we talk together? Can we work this thing out? Can you continue to be a light where you are? Can you show people a better way to show to do it? People are tired. People are hurting. And the question came to me again, where is the love? Where is, my mom says, Reva, you are so important with that statement. Reva says, people, if not full of love full of God than they are full of the devil. Yeah, what are you full of? Yes, you are my forever brother, my forever sister, Leanna. You know, the things, Deborah, my sister Deborah says this right. Where's the equality of matter? That's so true, Deborah. My big sister Deb says this. Where is the equality of matter? Hey, Rodney, where is the equality of matter? Do I look at you and say, that's my brother or sister? Because I'm going to tell you this. There's some people I've seen go to great lengths to save their animals, but will allow things to happen to black brothers and sisters. I've seen people go to town for their dog. You did that to the dog, but you treat your black brothers and sisters worse than dogs. Come on. Lorraine says this world needs God. God has been taken out of everything. Yes. This time, this COVID time, guys, let me tell you this. My mortality, I looked at my mortality, even though I did not have a severe case of COVID-19. As well, I told my mom I had little COVID. And she's like, no, you had COVID. You still need to give your time, your body's had a chance to rest. Listen, guys, during this time, guys, we're having to look at some things that we've been too busy to look at. And now it's in front of our faces. And now the question is, what do we do about this? Do I ignore this? Hey, Gabrielle, do I ignore injustices? Do I say I'm not going to do that because I don't want to offend my white brothers and sisters? Listen, we got to tell the truth. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Put it out there. Because I can't say I love God, but yet hate my brother and sister and say, that's right, that person needs to go through that. No, that person did not need to go through that. No one deserves to be treated like that. Red, yellow, black, or white. But when it comes to black, what is the problem? Why do people think it's easier to say it's okay for the black to go through that, black person to go through that? No, I've experienced racism. I've experienced places where I've been the only black person. And I love the people who love me. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna focus on the people who love me. My cousin Patricia says, love comes from the heart. And I focus on the people who love me. And I gave them that type of love. I gave back that type of love, and they loved me. And people who I've experienced, I can tell you stories. Some of my white brothers and sisters might be on here. And I've experienced being the only black person. But I focused on the love. If we can focus on the love and be real and say, look, it's not okay. And I've had people come up and say, look, they've addressed people's racism. I've seen it. And they said, Gregory, keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job. You know, in some of these relationships, I still love. They love me, and I still love them. But outside of that, not everyone sees me and says, okay, he's a great guy. He's a nice guy. They see me as a black guy. And I can sit here, and I can say how many degrees I have and all these different accolades. But, you know, where is the equality of the matter, as Deborah said? Tamisha says, we need to have the hard conversations. Yeah, we do need to have hard conversations. Tamisha says, when did we stop loving? Kids play with everyone unless told not to. That's so true. Leanna says, speak the truth in love. Tamisha says, we also need more cross-cultural friendships. Learn of others' perspectives. That's right. Learn of other perspectives. And then it's so true for others, and it's so good and beneficial for others to say, you know what? Let me see your viewpoint. How do you see this? My big sister Deborah says this. They keep saying it's horrible that an innocent man was killed, but destroying property has to stop. They need to say it's horrible that property is being destroyed, but killing innocent black men has to stop. That's right. They need to say it's horrible that property is being destroyed, but killing innocent black men has to stop. They're prioritizing the wrong part. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Deb. I read that somewhere, too. You know, guys, where is our priority? And it's okay for me to say, where is our priority? They focus on the things that have been destroyed and say it's sad that man went through that. But switch that thing around. It's sad that the property is being destroyed, but killing innocent black men has to stop. And a lot of people think, at least it's not me. If it's not me, then I'm okay. But is it really okay? What's going on, Leah? What's going on, Ms. Petito? Get behind each other's part. Y'all love that, Leanna. Get behind each other's eyes. Get behind each other's eyes. How does my brother or sister see this situation? And we can have this dialogue with respect. and in love, because God is love. God is love. You know, and how about this, guys? Karina says this, just stopping by to wish you a speedy recovery. Thank you, Karina. Thank you. So I'm preaching through this because I'm believing in this. I'm believing in this. Put the value on life. That's what Leanna says. Yes, put the value on life. Where is love? You know, God, his command is love, right? His command is love. So are we doing it as his people? Are we doing that? His gift is love. And I hope it's built on the love God has shown you and he's shown me. What will happen if we put that value on life? Not looking and looking, trying to find out different things about the person's past. No, let's look at this situation for what it is. How would you feel if the tables were turned? How would you feel if the tables were turned and it was your relative going through that? Injustice is injustice. When you're willing to call it out and call it out and say what it is and say what it is. You know, and I'll tell you this. If you know me, you know I'm coming from a point of love because I love my people. I love God's people. And if you know me, I love. And I hurt. I've seen so many innocent people going through so many different things. I want to tell you tonight that God's love is universal. So tonight's message, if you're coming on, you're talking about what we're talking about, tonight's message, the message for tonight, where is the love? If you say God's love, where is God? Where is God in you? Where is God in me? Where is the love? First point tonight, we already said it, God is love, right? Second point tonight, God's love is universal. You know, God, it's like this, look. God's love is universal. You know, he created us all in his image. Leanna says this, my hope is that the last will one day be first and the first one in a And the first will one day be last. Let me say it again. What's going on, Teflon? My hope is that the last will one day be first, and the first will one day be last. Amen, Deanna. Amen. You know, my prayer is that you guys will not lose hope. And for those of you, this is not an exclusive message because we all need to love. We all need to show love. So the question for you is, where's the love? Is love saying that you've got to be like me? You got to look at things through my eyes? Is love saying that you got to do things the way I tell you do it, and then that's love? If you do it the way I do it, then that's love? No. Love people where they are. You know, Christ died for us. You know, God's demonstration for his love toward us. Christ died for us. God's demonstration for his love toward us. Romans 5:8, right? But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We have to remember that God has brought us from someplace. We've been someplace, and God has changed us. He's changed us. We're going through a process. Sometimes we act like we've arrived and we've always been there. No. Let people know what you've gone through. Let them know your pain and your struggle. So you might be able to help someone out. God's love is universal. God loves you. Christ died for everyone. He died for the one who's the racist. You know, he died for every person. So you can't say, I love God, then think about how I'm going to destroy somebody's life. I love God, but how am I going to destroy somebody's reputation? I love God, but how am I going to stretch this truth so I can get what I want? Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. Tamisha says this, most churches are still segregated on Sundays. We are one body. We serve the same God. We need to see each other the way God sees us. You know, listen to this. During this time, guys, we've been talking about this during this COVID time. During this COVID time, listen, people are doing things they never thought they would do. And God is also bringing things to people's, let's see your heart. if we are the church and we are the body, let's really, really see your heart. Now, I want to say this, if you're sharing scripture, I want to make sure that scripture goes with what we're talking about tonight. We'll make sure it comes through what we're talking about tonight. What's going on, Brian? I got Brian in the house. Let's see what Brian's sharing. Brian is sharing, guys. John 3:16. Thank you, Brian. Hey, Brian's looking at my notes right now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And one thing I want to say this. I also love John 3:16, verse 17. For God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. You know, I want to tell you this. God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him, through him, through him. Thank you for sharing that, Brian. I love myself some Brian. Brian, thank you, man. Lion says this, love is kind. It's not disrespectful. For God so loved the world. I'm going back to this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Then verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. When we're loving people, guys, it's not about loving them and condemning them. Just like Lion says right here, love is kind. It's not disrespectful. You know, it's not. Guys, the question is, how do we treat our brothers and sisters and still look in the mirror and say, I see you going through that, but I'm not going to stand up. I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to empathize with you and say, I can only imagine what you're going through and what you're experiencing. No, well, do we condemn them? We break them down. God's love is universal. You know, it is all because of God's grace, nothing that I have done. What we have is because of God's grace and what he's blessed us with. So my question for you is this. Where's the love? Are you showing love to your brother and sister? It does not, because I can love you and disagree with what you're doing and how you're doing it. And it's okay to say Black Lives Matter. It's okay to say All Lives Matter. You know, it's okay because people, see, some of us haven't got to that point where we love ourselves like Lion was saying earlier. Some of us are not saying, I love myself, whether you're white, yellow, black, whatever your nationality is, to say, I love myself. When you get to the point and say, I love myself, where is the love? What is my role in this whole entire scheme of things? So for us as Christians, do we stop showing love? Do we stop showing love? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to share something with you. I had a friend who was, and I'm not going to really go into that. I was going to share, but I'm not going to share that part. But what I'm going to share is this. Even saying that I've had COVID-19, I've experienced some things. Even to say somebody might say, you don't look sick, but what does sick look like? You know, I wasn't down and out. I was just a little bit. But even saying I had COVID-19, I've experienced where people have disappeared. Some people haven't called to say, hey, how are you doing? I reached out to them. They hadn't called. So, listen, where is the love? Sometimes we're afraid. Sometimes we are afraid when we experience things we've never experienced. We have conversations that we've never expected to have. But the question is, where is the love? If I say I love God, but I hate my brother. Now, I want to tell you something. God gives us wisdom. And it doesn't mean that you allow people to walk all over you or to manipulate you. You can stop that and say, you know, it's not about manipulation and you can manipulate me and I'm just going to agree with what you're doing. It does not mean you have to agree. I can disagree with you. If you do something that's not right, I'm going to tell you that's not right. But loving is saying, I'm going to tell you the truth because you need to hear it. But also, I say you got to look at the fruit, guys. You got to look at the fruit. You got to look where the fruit is falling from and what tree it's falling from. You know, John chapter 15, Jesus says, you know, remain in me. You know, that's scripture where he talks about remain in me and I in you and different things like this. Listen, guys, Who are you connected to? And what kind of, you have to look at people's their fruit. You know, God's love is real. Let's look at people's fruit. Let's look at people's fruit. What kind of fruit are they bearing in their life? Because if you don't have any success in your relationships, I'm not going to go to you to talk about relationships. If you're saying you want to be around, you want to be successful and you want to be good with money, you want to be around people who are good with money. If you say, I love the Lord and I want to be prosperous and do what he's called me to do, I want to be in alignment. Oh, that's the word, Deborah. Alignment with what God is doing in my life in this season. I'm going to tell you, one of my sisters told me this. She said, don't stop moving. My mom told me this too. Don't stop moving. So when I had COVID, there are times I would rest. And sometimes my energy would come and go. I'm still recuperating, right? I might not look like it, but I've still gone through it. I'm still healing. But don't stop. Don't stop. Some of us guys, where's the love? I want to encourage you, don't stop loving. I want to encourage you tonight to don't stop loving. Don't stop doing what God has called you to do. Don't stop being that light. Don't hide your light. Speak the truth in love. Can we speak the truth in love? Can we say, look, I understand your pain. I don't understand what you're going through, but I am here for you. I will hold your hand. I'm here for you. I will hold your hand because you have a friend in me. What would happen if we just love people where they are? You don't have to be perfect to be loved. God loved you while we were yet sinners. He died for us, right? So God loved you even when you weren't even thinking about him. So how come we don't love each other? Thank you. Brian is on it tonight. Brian, I'm sharing Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. So how would we do this if we were to love God? And we love him with our heart, with our whole heart and our soul, with everything. And we work as unto God, not for men. Patricia says this, 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud. Yes, thank you for sharing that, Patricia. And we can go on. 1 Corinthians 13 is a good one. That's a great scripture. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Some of us are trying so hard to be right that we're being so wrong because we're just trying to push our agenda. What is God's agenda? What is God's agenda? Are we even focusing on God's agenda? You know, I got to prove I'm right. No, your brother and sister is hurting over there. Do you care that person is hurting? Do you care that there's a life? I'm tired of hearing about this stuff. Well, listen to this. I deal with injustice every day. What's going on? I got my cousin, Mrs. Worley. Let's give her congratulations. Newlywed. Hey, cuz. Leanna says, don't stop. I am with you in spirit and in truth. Amen, Leanna. I love myself, Leanna. We went to church years ago, and I love this woman of God right here. Listen, God is saying, let's get together. Let's love each other. If we're going to be the church, let's be the church. Some of you guys might be in your homes, might be saying, I'm tired of listening to this. I'm tired of listening to that. Well, how about this? I deal with this every day. You know, and I'm telling you, I'm always looking over my back because I'm a black man. And I was a big black man. I've lost almost about 55 pounds. So I had become a very, very huge. Leanna, you knew me, Leanna. I was skin and bones. But I was probably like 130 pounds bigger than last time you saw me, Leanna. And I've lost about 55 of it. And I'm going back down. The point I'm saying is people judge. We judge. And listen, I'm saying I've experienced that racism. But my question is, where's the love? Again, I'm going to say this. Love is not saying you have to do things like me. Love is saying, I love you where you are. I'm going to love you where you are. Because guess what? While we were yet sinners, Romans 5:8, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for you. He died for me. So the question is, where is the love? Thank you, LaKendra. I have my sister, LaKendra, my other sister, LaKendra. It's my little sister. I'm glad you're doing better. Thank you, LaKendra. And, you know, and I'm giving God the praise, guys. God's still healing my body with the COVID-19, and I'm waiting to hear my last results so I can go back to work. But I'm understanding that when I went through this thing, guys, the question is, my thing is, I want to do what you called me to do. And I want to tell you this, guys. You might be going through something, and God's just setting you up. Hey, Delicia. Hey, a.k.a. Barbie, how you doing? God was like, I've got you. God says, I've shown you the future so you can have the faith that I will bring you through. And I was like, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? Next thing I knew, I found out I had it. So I had to stand on God's word. Now, I can hate, but I'm not going to hate. I'm going to continue to love. Listen, we're in this thing called life together. I need you. You need me. My white brothers and sisters, we need each other. My Asian brothers and sisters, we need each other. You know, I'm not going to try to go and say all nationalities. I'm going to say we all need each other. And it's okay to say Black Lives Matter too. Okay? There. Become comfortable with loving yourself where you don't have to say it's about exclusion. You say it's about inclusion, but also realize that I have to love myself. Love yourself. Love yourself enough to say what you're doing is right or what you're doing is wrong. Love yourself enough to tell your brother and sister, look, that's not the way. Let me help you. Let me, and if you can't, guys, love people, pray for them and keep it moving. But don't stop loving. I want to encourage you tonight, don't stop loving. Lion says this, a lot of us are prideful and pride comes before a fall. His word continues to tell us that about what's going on right now. 1 Corinthians, for example. Thank you for sharing that, Lion. Lion says, Proverbs 16:18. All right. I'm going there. Tamisha says, love is being able to be transparent and being acceptable, flaws and all. I say, guys, when you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I love myself. Stand naked in your mirror and just say, I love myself, flaws and all. How many of us can do that? It's a good therapeutic exercise. Do that and see. I love myself because God has created me. Flaws and all. What's going on, Alwyn? Flaws and all. Love, love, love. I want to encourage you, don't stop loving. I want to encourage you tonight to not stop loving. Don't stop loving. Don't stop loving. Listen to this. Listen, guys, it's hard to love when you're hurting. So do we help our brothers and sisters who are hurting? Do we say, let me look at your life through your eyes? Let me see what you experience in your life. Can we do that? Can we do that? What's going on, Roberto? Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Thank you, Lion. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Listen, guys, God's hands, get it right. You can say, this does not affect me. I don't understand this COVID thing, but listen to this. When I tell people this, when you've experienced loss and you've experienced people who passed in your life to COVID, you will not say, I don't need to wear a mask. You will understand the purpose. You will understand some things. And it's not about going to a whole thing. I'm not doing a debate thing. One thing I'm going to say is this, guys. Let's love each other. Point blank, let's love each other. Where's love? My question, my thing to you is this. If you are real about God and his love, show it. Take the blinders off and be real about life, about injustices, about everything. Most of us are thinking, at least it's not me. And I saw this video clip, right, from a long time ago on Facebook, and the director, she was saying something about, she's like, I don't know too many white people who would change places with a black man. Listen, racism is real. But I don't allow racism to control who I love. I don't allow racism to do that. But I have to be willing to say, look, that person's going through something and that is not right. Don't treat them like that. Be willing to say that. Be willing to tell people what is right and what is not right. You know, there has to be a better way. Leanna says this, I cannot identify with your fear because I don't experience it like you do. Nevertheless, Jesus does. I love you and trust his healing of you and of our people. Amen. Thank you, Leanna. I need you. I need all Black lives. I am not complete without you. I'm not complete without you either, Leanna. We all need each other because we are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Red, yellow, black, and white. Listen, guys. Red, yellow, black, and white. I need you. You need me. We need each other. And that's the point we've got to get to. What's going on? What's going on? Amen. Reeve says, amen, Leanna. Amen. Reeve says this, man, I could tell you some stories how I've been treated so bad, but I know Jesus loves me, and I know his love how to, and I know his love of how to show his love. That's so true. Thank you, Reva. Listen, we've all gone through situations. We've all gone through, hey, I got my Auntie Rosetta on here. Hey, Auntie. We've all gone through things. We've all experienced some kind of racism, some kind of thing. But do we stop showing God's love? Do we stop showing God's love? No, we don't stop showing God's love. Stop showing God's love to people. We don't stop showing God's love because guess what? We can reach people if we show his love. They will know we are Christians by what? Our love. You know that song? That song. They will know we are Christians by our love. And that's the question today. The question is, if you say you love God, but yet you hate your brother whom you see, how can you do that? How can you say I love God whom you don't see? How can you? And that becomes the question. How can you do that? So the question for you today is just, what do we do with this? What do we do with this information? Are you about your agenda or are you about God's agenda? Whose agenda are you about? And that becomes the question. Whose agenda are you about? Sonia, hey, Sonia says this, we continue to show love and pray that their hearts be changed. That's what you do. You continue to show love. But I want to encourage you, don't stop loving. And don't stop loving those people who are going through, those people who are hurting. Let's look at the why. Let's go deeper. Why? Why is that person angry? Let's go deeper. Are we willing to go deeper? And it doesn't mean that I'm condoning what people do. But yes, let's go deeper. Let's change the narrative. Let's look at the picture differently. Let's worry more about their souls than things that can be changed. You know, let's do that. Thank you so much, Kathy. Kathy, I'm in this process, and my body's still healing, but I'm praising God for complete healing. Thank you so much. Jesus loves me because the Bible tells me so. Hey, you know, the question is tonight, where is the love? That's the question. The thing about it is this, guys, we have to think about this, guys. I feel like this. God's showing us that the church is not about the building. We can't even go to the building right now because of the spread of COVID. But the question is, you know, are we doing what he's called us to do? Are we doing what he has called us to do? But be what? Also what? Doers of the word. James chapter 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Listen, we got to put the action behind the word. Hey, friend, we got to put the action behind the word. We got to do our part. You know, hey, Tib. Hey, evangelist. Hey, Elder Tib. Elder Tib writes this. We have to pray over our minds so that the enemy doesn't plant seed of hate. And that's so true, guys. That is so true. Guys, hey, Special K. We have to walk this life out. That's true. Thank you, Tib. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. So where is your love? Is your love awake? Is your love in an isolated island? Is your love down the street and around the corner? Is your love in a make-believe world? Or is it here? And they all know we are Christians by our love. What's going on, Kenneth? You know, listeners, guys, we have to love our brothers and sisters, right? We have to love our brothers and sisters in Christ and be willing to empathize with each other. Love on them. You say you love God, love each other. Accept that all lives matter, that black lives matter equally. You know, it's not a matter about people getting to this whole thing about black lives matter. It's okay to say black lives matter. But the problem is if you don't see that the black life is as equal a life as your life. Leanne says the same blood, red flowing from Calvary, red, blood of Jesus makes us one. May it touch the deepest wellsprings of heart pain. May it heal you. May it cry out for redemption and restoration for my spiritual family. May healing flow. Thank you, Leanna. Thank you for sharing that, Leanna. Thank you for sharing. Some of you guys might be saying, Lord, what's going on? The question is, where is the love? Where is your heart right now? Where is your heart right now? What's going on, Pedro? Where is your heart? Are you loving your brothers and sisters? Hey, Aaron. Then that's the question. That is the question. Because where is the love? As God's church, as Christ's church, guys, come on. There are people who are hurting. And I'm going to say, I'm not going to love you unless you dress a certain way. I'm not going to love you unless you talk a certain way. I'm not going to love you unless you act a certain way. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, even when we weren't even thinking about him, he died for us. Now, I like to say that when Jesus was hanging on the cross, looking through the corridors of time, he saw you and he saw me. Stayed on the cross. He didn't have to. He did it because he loved us. God did not send his son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. My sister Deborah says, unconditional love. Yes, unconditional love. Are we willing to love unconditionally? And sometimes telling the truth might hurt. If someone has bad breath, you might say, look, you have bad breath, brother and sister. I love you. Here's a gum. Here's a mint. Let me show you how to take care of yourself. Love unconditionally. Speak the truth in love. But where is the love? Some of us see people coming that make us feel uncomfortable. We're out the door. Where's the love? The love is gone down the street, around the corner. The love is gone to the next state. One thing you see is the dust on the road from the car speeding off. Where is the love? If you like that read, where is the love? Listen, I'm telling you this. I'm telling you guys, and I appreciate you guys for praying for me. And I'm going to say this. I apologize for not sharing with people that I was going through, but I wanted to go on the other side. I wanted to come on the other side of this COVID thing rather than I didn't want any negative vibes or anything like that. I didn't want to think about the death part. I wanted to think about life. So it kept my mind on a more positive note. And then the thing about it is that one thing I realized that some people treat me differently even when finding out that was COVID. Not only did I have to deal with being black and being a black male, I had to also deal with being COVID. You got COVID. Ah! You know, that's the truth. Yeah. Aaron says it's so very true. Unconditional love has disappeared. I'm telling you the truth. There's nothing dealing with myself being a black male. There's nothing being a successful black male. It's another. Anybody had a COVID thing? People, God. But how many of you guys know that God is a healer? God will heal my body. He will heal your soul. And God wants to heal our soul, our hearts. People are hurting. Are we going to turn our backs? Are we going to turn our backs on people that are hurting? We're supposed to be the church. Sometimes we are going to feel uncomfortable. People aren't going to look like you. They're not going to talk like you. They're not going to speak like you. They might not have the same vision as you have. But how many of you guys know that God will use someone? You might say that person doesn't have any sense and can bless that person. But I want to encourage you guys this. Where's love? And also, who are you connected to? Who are you connected to? Who's connected to you? Who are you connecting to? Where's love? I'm asking myself, where's love? God's asking me, where's the love? Because guess what? We've all made mistakes. Are we willing to forgive? Are we willing to ask for forgiveness? If I've offended you, ask for forgiveness. If I've forgiven, if I've offended anyone out there who's looking, I ask forgiveness for what I've done against you. Are we willing to ask for forgiveness? What's going on, Lamar? Are we willing to ask for forgiveness and say, Lord, please forgive me? Go to your brother and sister and say, please forgive me. Please forgive me for not being there. Please forgive me for not understanding your pain. Please forgive me for judging you. Forgive, ask forgiveness. Where's the love? Do we want God's love, his love, to flow in our lives? Sometimes, guys, we just have to repent for the things that we've done and say, Lord, please help me to see what my brother and sister is going through. Please help me to understand their pain. Because the only thing I hear people saying, we need to stop this, but no one is willing to deal with people's pain. I'm going to tell you the guys' story, and it's real quick. I'd gone overseas. I went on tour. I came back from tour. One of my friends picked me up in New Jersey. I was dressed like a background singer, like a singer in the industry would be dressed back in the early 2000s. I had my leather jacket, had an all black, I had my boots on, had my rings and everything. I was blinged out, okay? Just got off the plane from Germany. Went to Newark, and my buddy picked me up, and he went to pick something up from the mall. I didn't want to go in because I was on the phone, and my European cell phone went off, right? My European cell phone went off because it was time to when I would go on stage when I was over in Germany for roll time, for call time, curtain time. And these police officers came, like, may I help you? And I said, no, I'm good. Thank you. And I'm on the phone, and they're like, we've had some robberies in the way, and you look like you fit the description of some people who have been, I said, not me. It couldn't have been me. I just came back from Europe. And I'm telling you this, my buddy came out with his package. He's like, what's going on? And they pulled him to the side, asked him my name, asked me his name separately to see if we knew each other. Because I said, I'm waiting for my buddy to come back from going inside. And I didn't want to go inside the mall. And I'm on the phone. And then he started walking around the car. And my buddy called his lawyer friend. Hey, this police officer is saying X, Y, and Z. How do we do this? You know, and basically, look, you have nothing to tame me. And he was like, I'm just checking your key. Like, why are you looking around my car? I'm just making sure you have everything. Everything is okay in your car. Luckily, it was around 3 or 4 in the afternoon. No, it's probably about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And I went through that. I went through that just, and I got that man's information. I was younger. I tried to call. I couldn't call. I tried to call someone, NAACP. I couldn't get anyone. And the point I'm telling you is I've been racially profiled. I understand what it's like to go through that. I understand what it's like for police officers to follow me in my car. We're talking about tonight, where's the love? Guess what? I wasn't going to allow that situation to stop me from loving. I'm not going to stop that from loving. I want to encourage you, whatever injustices that you face, don't stop loving. Don't stop loving and loving that person. Don't stop praying for that person. And be willing to have a conversation. Lion says this, we have got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's true. Lion, you've been paying attention to what I've been saying all these years. Yes, we have got to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. We have to learn to become uncomfortable. Become comfortable with being uncomfortable. Sometimes things aren't going to go the way you expect them to go. But guess what? We still have to love. I can't say I love God, but hate my brother that I do see. And it's time for us to stop acting like these things are not happening. because they are happening. I experienced them. And I share those things just to say, let some people know, yes, I am a black man. And guess what? I have experienced it. Hey, Reva, Reva says this, we are to forgive 70 times 7 in a day. That's right, Reva. We're supposed to forgive. Forgive, forgive, and forgive. Hey, Rashonda, you know, the thing about it is this. Where is the love? Because people are looking at you. And I can hang around people who look like me and act like me for days. But the real part of loving is loving someone who does not look like you. Loving someone who does not believe like you. And even if they don't love you, I'm going to still love you. I'm going to still pray for you. I can hang around people who, like I said, look like me and act like me. That's not really testing if you really love him. But how about loving someone who might be a little rough around the collar and still showing them love? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. How about this? Mark 12:30-31, right? I'm going to leave you guys with this. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second one is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Can you love your neighbor as you love yourself? Can you love your neighbor if he talks differently, he or she talks differently, or they look differently? My mom says, have a restful and peaceful night's sleep. You know, love to all. Love you too. And I'm not going to hold you guys too much longer, but I just want to leave you guys with that. Where's the love? Where is the love? We all have a capability of loving. But where is the love? But you cannot ignore what your brother and sister is going through. You cannot ignore what your brothers and sisters are going through. Where is the love? And are you going to love people? Are you going to love your neighbor as yourself? Are you going to love the Lord your God with everything within you? Then are you going to love your brother and your sister as you love yourself? Mine says the same here, Greg. I still seek God when it comes to loving people, even through the racial profiling. Yeah, that's so true, Lion. Through the racial profiling, I've been there. And Savion, I've been there. And I just share some of those things. Those are light things that I've experienced. I've experienced some more things. But the question is, my thing points for you tonight is don't stop loving. And don't be afraid to love people. It doesn't mean that you accept what they're doing, but I'm going to love you because you've been created in the image of God. I want to say God bless you guys. I'm getting kind of a little tired, and I know I've been going over. Continue to pray for me for my strength. I'm hoping to go back to work pretty soon, but I'm also taking advantage of this time to really rest. And again, thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you guys for coming through tonight. Where is the love? What are some takeaways for tonight? What are you guys taking away? I want to say thank you guys for coming through again. I love each and every one of you. Those who, my family members who've come through, thank you for coming through. I know you guys, some of you guys had to go to sleep, but I want to just encourage you tonight to not give up. Keep your faith in God and don't be afraid to love. And if you see your brothers and sisters going through, encourage them. Try to see things through their eyes. All right? God bless you. God bless you. Thank you guys for coming through. I love each and every one of you. Please continue to pray for our ministry. And I look forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday. I come on Tuesday nights from 9 to 10. I just did Friday, Wednesday night. I want to say God bless you. Thank you, Patricia, for praying for my strength. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you for spreading a hope to each other. I've been blessed, and I hope you guys have been blessed too. Hey, Jackie. I said, amen, keep lifted. This was encouraging. Thank you, Lion. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you, Leanna. Thank you guys for your encouraging words. Those who've come through have said things. Hey, Kathy, you've been kind of quiet tonight, but I appreciate you coming through. and continue to pray for me. I'm going to get off here. I'm getting a little tired. God bless you guys. Have a good night, okay?